The fixer's name is Zura Polikashvili, UN Tourism Secretary General. Zura Polikashvili won't likely be ready to answer questions at WTM in London. He seems too involved in shady deals catching up with him. The likelihood of running UN Tourism for an eyebrow-raising third term is becoming increasingly unlikely, even with high-level friends in some African, Latin, and Central American countries ready to vote for him in return for favors. The geopolitical stakes had been changing, especially in the European Union, which was getting the cold shoulder from Georgia for EU membership, and taking favors became a high-profile public relations issue for others. It appears another shady deal by the fixer peaked at Fitur Madrid, a leading travel industry event in Spain. According to Preferent, a Spanish publication, the fixer is Zura Polikashvili, the Secretary General of UN Tourism, UNWTO. Together with Aldama, who is currently in prison, Zurab appointed him the honorary consul for the Republic of Georgia to gain diplomatic immunity. Zura Polikashvili was the ambassador for Georgia to Spain, Andorra, and Morocco before he won a questionable 2017 election and became the UNWTO Secretary General. According to numerous reports in reputable Spanish-based news publications and eTurbo News, Zura Polikashvili had little or no experience or interest in tourism when he ran for election as UNWTO Secretary General. His winning this vote with a lot of manipulations was political and linked to EU, Georgia interests at the time, and it opened high-level doors for Zurab to further his real personal business interests. According to a recent report published in the El Economista in Spain, Aldama and his good friend Zurab coordinated the transport of medical supplies from Moscow to Venezuela. At the time, Venezuela was under EU sanctions. Unfortunately, the medical supplies turned out to be 104 gold bars shipped on Air Europe from Moscow via Lusaka, Zambia, to Caracas, Venezuela. The weight of these so-called golden medical supplies camouflaged as medical supplies weighed 4,000 kilos, according to a document the publication received from the Civil Aviation Authorities of the Republic of Zambia. The 104 gold bars belonged to Delcy Rodriguez, the vice president of Venezuela, who also attended the meetings in Madrid to negotiate these deals. The gold bars had a value of 62 million euros. Adding these reports with Zurab's involvement in illegal profit generated by masks. Victor D'Aldama, a close friend of Zurab and the broker of the high-profile Caldo plot, also mediated with Delcy Rodriguez, Maduro's vice president, in the controversial purchase of a shipment of gold that Venezuela made to Russia, via Zambia, as evidenced by messages, audios, calls and official documents between the two, which are being investigated by the Central Operative Unit, UCO. Of the Civil Guard regarding the Caldo case, and to which El Economista.es had access to. As reported on eTurbo News and many other publications, the high-profile Caldo criminal case in Spain led to UNWTO and its Secretary General. eTurboNews.com